The county's number one talk show, the 9 till noon show on Highland Radio.
And now it's time for the talk of the Northwest, the 9 to noon show with Greg Hughes on Highland Radio.
Hello and a very good morning. You're very welcome along to a very special 9 to noon show. We're live from On Green on Theatre in Letterkenny in front of a live audience. Can we have a cheer? There you go. We probably could have rehearsed that, couldn't we? But look, we were getting everything sorted. Yes, indeed. So it is a very, very special show, in fact. And I'm joined by two very special co-presenters in the names of Jimmy Stafford. Good morning, Jimmy.
Morning, Greg. Good morning, everyone.
Is the mic shield touching your chin?
It is, yeah.
We were told it has to touch your chin. Yeah, what about you, Paul?
It's touching my chin, definitely.
That's all right. Okay. So, how excited are you about today, Jimmy?
Oh, Greg, it's just a culmination of a few weeks, and it's just fantastic. I was here last night at Soundcheck, and just to hear the sound here last night in Green on Theatre was amazing. So, really, really excited. We've got four brilliant acts, and everyone's a winner in this, and that's the way it started off.
Yeah, you were here as well, too, for the setup, and what an amazing piece of work the crew here at On Green on Theatre have done in terms of setting the stage for all four acts, getting the sound right, getting the lighting right. I mean, fantastic to be able to work with the people here at On Green on.
Absolutely, Greg. And behind this show this morning, there's a huge crowd of people. I know you're going to thank everyone at the end, but we'll thank them during the course of the. But there is a massive crowd of people and our own crew as well. So just a fantastic professional setup for when you look at it here this morning. I know we're on radio, but visually, when you look at, got 8 or 9 mics, we've got all the amps, we've got everything set up. It's going to be just a brilliant, brilliant show the next couple of hours.
Yeah, and Paul, it's all about the artists, isn't it? That's why we're here, and we have four genuinely amazing artists. We got in excess of 70 entries this year. There's another two sets of four. That's no comfort to those that aren't here, but that was the quality of the that was the quality of the entrance.
Absolutely, Greg. You know, and we can't say it often enough, the talent and the quality of music that was sent to us this year is just something else. And as you say, everyone's a winner. We went through 72 songs, I think it was, in total, and with all our judges as well. And it was one of the hardest things we've had to do because it's unbelievable talent. Well done to everyone.
And in selecting the four finalists as well, it's not by accident, but certainly not by design, per se. They were the four best songs, but four very different sounds, Paul.
Absolutely, and that's what we liked. We were judging it not only on the song, but the entire package, and you know how they come over, how they present themselves, how you know they interact with their audience and things like that. And as I say, it was a difficult decision, but it's definitely the best one yet.
First up today is going to be Zoe McCauley. She's going to be on stage with us in about 5 or 10 or 10 or 15 minutes. So I don't want her to pull a hamstring jumping out of the seat now. It was at the time we agreed, Zoe. Zoe McCauley is going to be coming up, and we're going to hear three songs from Zoe. Firstly, we're going to hear two songs, because it's fantastic to be able to do so. And then we're going to hear her performance or her entry song, Wait and See. And how excited, Jimmy, are you for Zoe McCauley's future? Because there's no doubt she's got a huge future one way or other in the music industry.
Absolutely great. When we got the entries, we didn't know the ages of anybody that we listened to. And then you listen to the voice, and Zoe's 16 years of age, which is incredible. So her age doesn't match her voice, if that makes sense. It's just really, really... And I think, Greg, when I stood here last night, when I look at the stage here, and I look into Green on Theatre, like many acts have filled this place, it's a daunting place to come up on stage, even for us to sit here. I mean, Paul, anyway, maybe not you, but it's daunting to sit here.
It's
and look
very
out,
daunting, of course it is, yeah.
To look out at an audience and play in a professional setup like this. So when you look at Zoe and you hear her voice as well, and we'll hear her very shortly, it's just incredible. And again,
it's actually more daunting with the headphones off. I won't put them back on again.
So coming from, you know, the heart of music, West Donegal, I mean, it's a myriad of a bedrock of music. So excited to hear Zoe and her contribution to the competition.
Yeah, after 10, the Afades, Jimmy, sorry, Paul, they're a band that have been on the scene now for, it seems like, ages. But as we said in previous conversations in studio, they really have, it seems like they've really found their sound. They're gelled there now.
Once we had the Afades up with us a couple of times, and, you know, looking at them now, and looking at them when they came with us, the progression is just amazing. And they've just gelled so well as a group. The quality of the music's amazing. And as I say, there's a massive future. If that's the road they chose to go down, there's a future there for them, absolutely.
Yeah, and Owen Ferry, another young performer, but I don't know in this day and age, really, if you're good enough, you're old enough, it seems, and Owen is certainly good enough. Another artist that feels like he's been around for ages, Jimmy.
Yeah, Greg.
In a positive way.
Like. Absolutely, and like, it's just by, again, we didn't know where the people were from when we listened, but another West Donegal entry into the final as well, which is great to see, and from the bedrock of Gweedore and you know, Clannad, Moya Brennan, all that sort of stuff, and Owen will talk to us about that later on. But, you know, again, another great voice, 18 years of age, and just hearing him again last night in the sound check. But one thing I'd add, Greg, I mean, from the competition perspective, as I said at the start, everyone's a winner. But if you look at previous years, and the guy we talked about earlier on, George Houston, was in the competition. George is now going to America. He's in America at the moment. He's supporting Paul Weller on his tour of America. So it just shows you, he didn't win the competition, but show you what's out there. Yeah. It's a big world outside of Ireland, and the opportunities are immense.
And Tessio, again, all four acts, I sound like a scratched record, Paul, but all four acts are, you know, already enjoying success, but all seem on the brink of something huge, and not least these two lads from Absolutely. Derry. I mean, they are, they've got something they've got something about them.
Jude and Callum, they came up to us a few months back on the Monday night sessions, and automatically, just within seconds, there was just something magical was happening there, and myself and Jimmy got that buzz. We were then in the Busking Festival, and we hadn't, there was ourselves, Trudy and Martin, and I hadn't said anything about acts or anything, and the other judges, we hadn't spoken about who, you know. And every one of them, when they passed, Tessio, were saying exactly the same thing, that they have the package, what we'd call the package. And I think they're going to be massive if they want to be, you know, if that's the road they want to go down, there's an opening there for them, you know. So we wish them well.
Yeah, indeed. And as you said, Jimmy, you know, there's a lot of exposure that can come from this competition, you know, whether you're a finalist like Highland Radio's four finalists, whomever goes on, and we'll talk about the public's role in how you can influence that. But we were down at an event recently. We sound like we're hobnobbing it, but these things don't happen very often. But we were down in Ayres na Uachtaráin, weren't we? And it was to celebrate Irish Music Month. And this competition formed quite a piece of that. And it was clear from the performers that have entered and been part of this competition, winners and those that weren't winners, that they were enjoying genuinely brilliant national and international recognition and success.
Yeah, that's the big thing, Greg. I mean, you look at Brad Heidi last year from Galway, who won it, and suppose the Brad song was good, but we thought it wasn't the major best thing ever. But certainly it was when you see Brad performing in the Auras, and you look at other acts like Dermot Kennedy and all these sort of the guys who've come up that way as well, you know, started at 15, 16, and you look at Hosie and all these sort of different acts, you know. So the world, as I keep saying, the world's a... But, you know, Greg, you said something recently on the show, which is about the package. And, you know, talking to the acts last night as well, a bit of singing, but you need to be able to have that conversation as well, because, you know, the social media world, all that sort of stuff, be able to be interviewed, because we see it and you see it. When you have an act that you know, I look at acts that have been on our show, like Anor, Moran Bradley, Tully last Monday night, when you have an axe like that who all of a sudden the media and the music world picks up and says, can we talk to you, can we talk to you, etc. So look, it's the package as well, Greg, is the really important thing, and you would have seen that in the Auras.
Yeah, and the bottom line too is that, you know, your show's mentioned an awful lot, and not so unsurprisingly in Monday night sessions, because you've platformed so much local music. I would say you've had some contact or involvement with pretty much most of those that sent in applications.
We have, which we're glad to say. We're very proud of that fact, and we're very proud of the change that we see in the artists, you know, from maybe they might have come up 2 years ago, they might have come up 6 months ago, and it's great to see, it really, really is. But there's another point we want to sort of add to, Greg, is the appreciation of the likes of, you know, the ABA, Hot Press, and Commission Demand. I know Hot Press has been at the centre of Irish music and culture for many, many years. And, you know, if artists get their name mentioned in Hot Press, it's a big deal. So this is another opening for them too, to get recognised, you know, in the Irish media circles. Like, so
Yeah, indeed. It's a good point you make. And Irish Music Month, this whole initiative is Irish Radio supporting Irish artists in association with IBA, the IBI Hot Press and Commissioner Man Sand and Vision Scheme funded by the television licence fee. It is a very special 9 till noon show here live from on Griannon Theatre in Letterkenny for the final of Highland Radio's new local hero competition. It's in association, as I mentioned just there, with the IBI Hot Press and Commissioner Man's Sound and Vision Scheme. And delighted to welcome into the theatre some people that have come along just to see a show, I suppose, to see Jimmy and Paul. but I think actually to see four amazing live acts. Coming up very shortly, we're going to hear from Zoe McCauley, then it's The Afades, then it's Tessio, and then it's Owen Ferry. And each act, just so that you're aware, each act will perform two songs, and we're just going to let them at it to do their thing. We'll have a quick chat with them before they sing their song, which is the entry to this competition. In Zoe McCauley's case, it's Wait and See. The Afades, it's giving out Tessio, Hang It on My Back, and also Owen Ferry's Miss You. So we're very, very excited. It's going to be fantastic, and there's going to be much more from Jimmy and Paul as well. So we will head back to studio, take a quick break, rejoin us, because the music starts soon. Very welcome back to this Friday morning's 9 till noon show, where we're just vibing it in on Griannon Theatre. It's part of Highland Radio's new local hero competition. That's put right on what I'm reading, Jimmy. In association with IBI, Hot Press and Commissioner Man Sand and Vision Scheme. And we're about to hear from our first act. And a quick word from the two lads, just while Zoe does her final tune-ups. Paul, we're very, very excited about Zoe McCauley, aren't we?
Absolutely. Dunlow singer, 16 years of age, as Jimmy said. Not that that, you know, means something, but it just shows you, you know, the standard that we have here when someone at 16 has the confidence to write their songs, produce their songs, and deliver their songs to an audience. So we wish Zoe very, very well.
Yeah, indeed. And just to remind you, by the way, that you can watch the show as well, not just us three up on the stage too, but the performances live. You can go to YouTube, you can watch it on your smart TV or your Fire Stick, Highland Radio Ireland. We are there for you to watch. Or if you're on Facebook, Highland Radio News and Sport and Obituaries and the Highland Hub. And we're also on the X platform as well. So we're going to hear two songs now from Zoe McCauley. Before we do, actually, I want to say hello to, I think the students from Marigold College here, are they? Yes, no? That's not wrong school, Jimmy, is
what
it?
What school
is it?
Community School.
Oh, which one?
Ross's Community School.
Can I just say that that's Jimmy's fault and not mine? Because he whispered in me, say hello to the wrong school.
Well, they're coming.
That was smooth. All right, thanks, Zoe, for getting us out of that mess. All right, then, a big round of applause, everyone, please, for the outstanding Zoe McCauley.
Thanks, everyone. Like they said before, I'm Zoe, and the first song I'm going to be playing is an original song called Average Joe that I just wrote about, like, when you kind of don't know what to write about and your life's uneventful. So here we go. Never had those deep connections people talk about. My life's quite ordinary, nothing too extraordinary. But on the other hand, it's nothing too bad. Well, I guess it's just me, the average Joe, got nothing going on. Well, I guess it's just me, the average Joe, so uneventful, so uneventful. My grades are on track, my house isn't under attack. Don't party all night long, just sit here and sing silly songs. Well, I guess it's just me, the average Joe, got nothing going on. Well, I guess it's just me, the average Joe, so uneventful, so uneventful. that this might sound very strange, but I'm hoping someday maybe all of this will change. Be living it up with the folks in California, but for now I'll sit here singing silly songs. Yeah, well, I guess it's just me, the average Joe, got nothing going on. Well, I guess it's just me, the average Joe, so uneventful, so uneventful.
Yes, 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 that's amazing. And
wow.
Absolutely brilliant from Zoe McCauley. Zoe, we'll come to you for your second one, just completely outside of Zoe's control here. There's a little bit of static on the mic, on the guitar lead, so we'll delay just for a second whilst we change that, Zoe. Thank you very much indeed. But
but even with that bit of static, Greg, right, that's real professional stuff.
Yeah.
If that was me, I would have lost it. Zoe, well done on that, because the vocals, the song, absolutely beautiful. So Yui's just going to change the lead in that now, but just to do that, Greg, is beautiful lyrics.
I would like to have talent, Paul, wouldn't you? I mean, to see what we can do that, do you?
Oh, yep.
We've got There's a fifth no entry, there, it's Paul McDevitt.
Yeah. we haven't had 12 o'clock yet, so just, you know, I'll be on at the interval. No, I just love the voice and that, so well done.
Okay, I think we're sorted now, Zoe. Listen, fair play to you, such a pro.
Yeah.
All right, Zoe, talk to us about your second track. Take it away.
Okay, so the next track I'm doing is a cover, because you're probably going to be sick of my originals, and at least you know this one and you can have a bit of enjoyment out of it. So this is When You're Gone by the Cranberries.
Lonely, sleeping
you.
Wow, Zoe. Come here, with just a slight change of plan. Could you come and sit here beside me here? What an amazing performer, Zoe McCauley. She's going to be joining us here now just to sit down and talk a little bit. All right, Zoe, how did that feel?
Good, yeah. Bit of audio.
If you don't mention it, people might not. Well, it wasn't your fault anyway. Listen, you were fantastic.
Yeah.
Again, I don't know if you're comfortable talking about your age, because, you know, you're fantastic and it doesn't really matter what age you are, I don't think. But it's the maturity in your voice, which I think is amazing. When does that kick in? Do you know where you sort of have that, you know, that big voice and that range and that tone and what have you, and you can play with your voice a little bit?
I don't know. I kind of felt like I started to, like, get into my voice about maybe 14. It took a while. For a while, it was not the best. You wouldn't want to be listening to it. But, like, I kind of got used to it then, like, and it started to work out for me. And I kind of knew how to control it and stuff. Yeah.
And, I mean, I know you were talking there about doing a cover and we don't want to listen to your original stuff, but I think you're doing yourself a disservice here, because the first song you sang stands up beside that fantastic song from The Cranberries. It is The Cranberries, wasn't it?
The Cranberries, yeah.
Paul, what do you think? She's amazing, isn't she?
Well, absolutely. And being the first up, you know, you deserve a lot of credit for that. But what I love about your voice is unique. You have Zoe McCauley's sound, and I love that. And you know, when you were talking on your influences, you've written there, you know, Joni Mitchell. And I get Joni Mitchell going right through your voice. But what I love about a lot of these young people, Greg, is that they can relate to artists like Joni Mitchell, you know, who's 60s, 70s, and Bob Dylan and that, and it's brilliant. So was music at home?
Yeah, I got a lot of influence from music from my dad and my granddad. Uh-huh. They have a lot of good music taste, and then I got into it. Yeah.
Well, you know, you done such justice with that Cranberry song. Dolores Reading would be so proud of that. Absolutely brilliant. Well done, indeed.
Thank you so much.
So, it's kind of the same in my house. What I wanted to do with the kids was to expose them to all different types of music. You know, I think it's cool to have a particular type that you like, but I think it's great to appreciate good music, right? Yeah. So, the Beatles, Nirvana, the Smiths, Queen. There's quite a mix in there, isn't there?
Yeah.
I would like to see your dad's CD collection, or I would like to see it.
I know, yeah, it's pretty crazy. But, you know, I just listen to what I like, and it's a wide variety of genres and everything, but sure.
And when you're writing, how do you go about doing that? So, because, I mean, like, being 16, being a teenager is complicated, right? But you necessarily, there's certain elements of sort of life that you haven't drawn down on yet. So do you struggle to come up with topics to write about, or is there a ton of stuff out there for you?
I mean, I think I have struggled with topics, but then I'm kind of going to sleep and then I'm like, oh, I can write about this, and get up, grab the guitar, write a wee song. So there's always ideas coming, and, you know, it's never ending. So
what would you like to do with your career? Do you look that far ahead, or are you just enjoying the moment?
I really want to do something with audio. So I'm really into, like, music production and that kind of stuff. I did music production in the school, my secondary school. They have a studio. So I did that for transition year, and I really would like to go ahead and do something like that.
And are these your schoolmates that are here?
Yeah, my music class.
Well, could we hear them, please? Can you support Zoe? Thank you very much indeed. You come over the back of Errol to sit there on your hands. Thanks very much. All right, it's nice to have that support too, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. What would it mean to you to win this part of this competition and go on and represent us here in the Northwest and Highland Radio throughout this Search for a Local Hero competition?
I mean, it would mean so much to me. Like, music is my whole life. Everything revolves around music, and, like, can't spend a minute without listening to it and everything. So it's my passion, and it's all I want to do in life. So it would mean so much to me.
Yeah, indeed. And it would mean, like, we're so looking forward to whoever ends up being the winner. And I just want to remind listeners that there will be a public element to this vote as well, by the way. And how you will do so is, a little later on this afternoon, we'll have the four acts up on our website. And you simply go on the website and click on the tab Local Hero to vote at the top of the homepage. And voting closes then at midnight on Thursday, the 12th of September, with the winner announced live on my show this day week, Friday the 13th of September. What a day to pick a winner. And Irish Music Month, of course, is proudly supported by Highland Radio, Hot Press Magazine, IBI, and Commission the Man and Sound and Vision Scheme. Mary Ferry, fantastic. Zoe, Kathy Slevin, just saying good morning to me. Sorry about that. That was more about me than you.
You're good.
Who is it? Nolene, great original song, beautiful voice. Well done, Zoe. Noreen Byrne, go Zoe. Anne is saying lovely. These are people that are watching the show as well. Just to remind you, you can see all of our live performances here on our YouTube channel, Highland Radio Ireland. Okay, it is a very special 9 till noon show. We're with our first finalist here, Zoe McCauley. We're going to take a really short break, and when we come back, we will listen to Zoe's entrant song, Wait and See, and it is absolutely stunning, as all of Zoe's performances are. So that's all coming up for you in just a couple of moments. Stay tuned. Till noon show, we are broadcasting live from On Green on Theatre in Letterkenny. It's for the final of Highland Radio's new local hero competition. We've already heard two tracks from Zoe McCauley. We're going to hear her entry song, Wait and See, very shortly. But before that, we're going to go out into the, is it the auditorium? Into the seats, Jimmy, Stafford, theater. The theatre. Well, we're all in the theatre, Jimmy.
In the theatre here, Greg, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Who have you got with you?
I'm here at Ross's Community College. They've travelled over to support their Zoe. And Charlie and Finn are here at me. Charlie, tell me you're Zoe's best friend.
Basically, yeah.
And tell me, Zoe, you've followed her music career. What do you think of her performance so far?
It's absolutely perfect. She's playing amazingly. So she is.
Any tips for her as she goes into her final song, which is her entry?
Give it your all.
Give her a big cheer.
Zoe, is this helping or putting extra pressure on, I wonder?
And on my left, I have Finn from, you're from Killybegs, but you're living on Critch Island.
Aye.
So what's your thoughts on Zoe's performance so far?
It's been great, yeah. Just, she's good confidence to go up there in front of an audience and on the radio, like.
And you're in the music class as well, are you? Or is it, which one, Charlie or Finn? You in the music class?
I'm not in the music class, but I just am really into music now.
So you wanted a half day, so you came over here on the bus to support Zoe as well, like the rest of them.
It must be a full day, Jimmy. They're hardly
a
going
full
back
day,
to
is it?
Well, hardly going back to school.
Well, we see the teachers over here in a minute. We'll get to the teachers as well.
The teacher wouldn't do that on them, surely, would she?
Or I'm going to talk to Bridgine, who is her bestest friend. Not right, Bridgine?
Yeah, just to correct Charlie, I'm actually her bestest friend.
Come here, you've followed Zoe's career as well, and you know, how have you seen her career grow in terms of music?
Really sure. I'm always hearing her singing and hearing about her new songs all the time, and we're in music together, and so I'm always seeing her learn more about it as well.
And come here, you play music yourself, don't you? What do you play, and do you sing?
Yeah, I do sing. I play 9 different instruments.
9? Can you name them?
Guitar, ukulele, mandolin, banjo, tin whistle, flute, keyboard, bass, and the fiddle.
Oh my God. Give her a big round of applause. That's brilliant, Bridgine. What about the drums?
I couldn't name 9 instruments, let alone play them.
What did you say?
I couldn't name 9 instruments, let alone play them.
What would you say about the drums?
Thinking about learning them, but not really sure.
Right, hold on, but you know, you're looking forward to our final performance here on stage.
I really am. It's really exciting to hear.
Brilliant. And great for you to come over here today to Greenland Taylor Letterkenny from all the way from the Rosses community. We go over to the main lady herself who drove the bus this morning, Zara, who's the teacher, the music teacher in the Rosses Community School. You've watched Zoe as well over the last number of years. Tell us a bit about how you've watched her grow up into the music world.
It's always just such a pleasure to watch Zoe perform. From day one in the Rosses Community School, she just threw herself into the music department completely. She's so unassuming, she's so talented, she shares her talent so graciously always. I can always ask her to sing at a school mass or a school concert. She never refuses, and she just does it so beautifully, so perfectly every time. And you know, she's just such a lovely talent to watch, and we're just so proud of her, and we're so lucky to have her in our school.
And Zara, are you finding in the school that more students are coming in now the first year wanting to do music because of what's happening out there in the music world? Are you finding that over in the Rosses?
Yeah, we're very lucky. We have a thriving music department, and we have a lot of support in our school for music. This year we've just got a beautiful new music room in the school. We have great facilities. As Zoe said, we have a recording studio with Mr. Joe Rogers, who helps us there as well and does amazing work with the students. So they have so many opportunities. There's a place for every genre, every ability, and we're so proud of our students and we're delighted to be here to celebrate another achievement of one of our stars today.
Well, Zara, thanks a million, and thanks to Charlie, Finn and Bridgine as well, and Zara, and all the students. Well done, lads. Give yourselves a big round of applause.
All right,
Greg,
Jamie,
back to you.
Jamie, thank you very much for that. And just before we hear Zoe's entrance song, oh my God, I've heard brilliant music this morning by Zoe McCauley. Amazing. Another listener saying an absolute superstar. Evelyn saying, amazing Zoe, so proud of you. And this is our first act. We have three more acts to follow. But now, we are going to throw it back to Zoe McCauley. And Zoe, it's up to you if you want to introduce Wait and See a little bit about the song and just take it away whenever you're comfortable.
Yeah, so this song's called Wait and See. I recorded this in the studio at the school. So thanks so much. It's great to have the facility there. And I wrote this song, you know, whenever you're in a bad place and... you know, just think on the bright side and know that you do come out of it. So this is what that song's about. Not gonna lie, recently life's been pretty dark. As people close to me, they'd say I'd lost my spark. But then I think of the grander scheme, won't think about every place I've been, 'cause I'm just a girl with a dream. 'Cause we're just people floating along, and I'm a person with a song. It gets better, wait and see, it goes quicker than a dream. Clouds are coming and they're darkening again. I know they are not comfort and they're not my friend. So I'll just think of the grander scheme. Won't think about every place I've been, 'cause I'm just a girl with a dream. 'Cause we're just floating along, and I'm a person with a song. It gets better, wait and see, it goes quicker than a dream. And when I feel disarranged, I'll try to think of the better days, 'cause I know it's time for me to change. 'Cause we're just people floating along, and I'm a person with a song. It gets better, wait and see, it goes quicker than a dream, than a dream. Thank you.
Absolutely fantastic, Zoe. I'm not surprised everyone's so proud of you. That was amazing. Thank you so very much indeed for firstly sending in your entry, but also just an amazing live performance. Zoe, thank you so very much indeed.
Thanks so much for having me.
All right, well done. That's the pressure off you now, okay? Super stuff. Do you know... part of the Irish Music Month, we play a lot of Irish music anyway, but there's a lot of stations don't play as much as we do, Paul. And this is how important airplay is, because that song to me, because I've heard it a few times now between the listening process, between it being out in the radio and jing, it sounds to me as familiar as a number of songs that are in the charts. And I'm on about not that it sounds the same, but that's the importance of airplay, because the song becomes familiar.
100%, yeah. And the thing about that song is, you see, when you're listening to it, Greg, I know personally, I'm hanging on to every word of it. It's caught me from the start, and I love it. It's the songwriting's just professional, really, really is. So, once again, it's good that Highland is supporting Irish music, playing Irish music, and Irish music deserves to be heard. That song deserves to be on any playlist on any radio station.
Yeah, Greg, and
Thank you.
I think, Greg, I'm just looking here at your screen, the comments coming here in front of you. I know you'll read some of them later on, but I was listening to the songs on the way to Cork one day, so I was playing them through the car radio, and, you know, and all the songs just hit me, but Zoe as well, that I was able to get the chorus within one listen. Mm-hmm. And that for me is like all of a sudden I was, you know, just I sat in the audience there to listen to Zoe, you know, and it was just incredible. Just at 16 to do that on stage here is just a massive, massive well done, Zoe. And our family are here as well, very proud of her as well, sitting in the front row. So well done and thanks, Zoe.
Yeah, indeed. You're listening to a very special 9 till noon show here live from On Green on Theatre in Letterkenny. And a big thanks, obviously, not only to our tech crew, but also the brilliant staff here at On Green on working through with them. Zoe McCauley is amazing. We've got three other amazing acts. It's wall-to-wall music. The Afades, Tessio, and also Owen Ferry, all going to be performing live three songs from each. Now, there's another thing that's going on at the moment, and that's going to be happening here a little after 11 o'clock. And it is €10,000 in cash to be given away. And it's part and the final of Highland Radio's summer cash draw. And it's still not too late to get your tickets. You can go onto our website, highlandradio.com, and buy your tickets there. It's a tenner for one ticket, or if you buy more, you get one free for 50, two free for 80. So if you want to be in with a chance to win that 10 grand, Lee Gooch already gave away $2,500 a little earlier on. But if you want to be within a chance, in with a chance of the big one, that €10,000, then get onto our website and secure your ticket. We'll make sure everyone who buys a ticket, of course, as you'd imagine, will be in that draw drum, which is also going to be taking the stage of On Green on Theatre, believe it or not. Now it's a perfectly safe, secure option online, but if you prefer to speak to a human, well, the closest we have available is Katie, and she's at the Highland Radio Studios now, taking your calls on 07491 25000, and will help in that regard. Okay, we are going to be back live here from On Green on Theatre in Letterkenny as we build to our second act, The Afades, who will be performing three songs for us live on stage. But first, we'll take this quick break. More people arriving here at On Green on Theatre. You can give us hello, everybody. Can you just clap or cheer or something? Yep. Thank you very much indeed. When we come back from ad breaks, you can do that just all by yourself. We don't have to beg you every time. I'm only joking. Yeah, indeed. We are live here from On Green on Theatre. We're supporting Irish Music Month, of course. And I think, you know, our record's pretty good in terms of our support of local music and Irish music. But we are really enjoying being part of this initiative as well. It's in association with IBI, Hot Press, and Commission Naman San and Vision Scheme, funded by the television license fee. Coming up after 10 o'clock, we have The Afades. They're going to be singing, performing three songs for us. Really excited again for that. All four acts, absolutely superb. I'm joined by Fionnuala Rabbit, always wants to get on the radio on a Friday.
Well, it's not a Friday without me, is that not the way we've established
now? That's exactly
now,
it, indeed. Come here, just talk to us about this Irish music initiative and our role in it, because, I mean, we do really... this is something we really like being involved in.
Yeah, it's absolutely fantastic. I mean, all of the radio stations across Ireland always try and do as much as they can for local stations. And I know, like here at Highland, the presenters that work here, and the likes of Jimmy and Paul and all the other guys, love finding new music, love finding new artists, and, you know, growing artists in the region. But the Irish Music Month just allows us to focus. It's basically all the radio stations in Ireland have signed up. And what we all do is we come together and we run this month. And during this month, we pledge in a commitment that we're going to play even more local and Irish music for the whole month across the station. But then we also have this fantastic event, which is the promotion of local music through picking out our local heroes. I always think the name is a little bit daft because there's so many fantastic artists out there. To call them the hero is a bit strange. It's just the level of talent is so amazing.
I'm glad that you agree with that. I would love to go back to that.
It's a strange
meeting.
Word.
Go back to that meeting. Okay.
But we're so proud here in Highland because we are consistently...
You have such a loud voice.
Oh, you told me to put it up to my mouth.
I know, but I didn't realize you were going to scream.
Well, the kids here will know that are coming from the secondary school, I was always the one that when the teacher came in from the hall went, Fionnuala Rabbit, you were definitely talking. And that's the problem that I have. It carries. I'll pull down a small
bit. I'm only joking.
So with this Irish Music Month, we are very fortunate and so proud here in Highland that consistently for the last 3 years we've run this, Highland Radio has had the highest number of entries. So we have always had the most difficult task in order to pick our four winners, just because of the huge level of talent that's out and about this county and that just are so willing to get engaged and want the exposure that this can bring them. So it's fantastic. We managed to narrow it down this year out of, again, I think we had like 60 or 70, somewhere between 60 and
72, I think.
Yeah. Entries into it. We managed to get it down to these fantastic four, but that's not to take away from the others that sent in. I think there was, you know, there was quite a few conversations had between the judges to try and narrow it down. So, you know, listening to Zoe's school colleagues and that, let them all be thinking now. We'll be running this again next year, so start getting your thinking caps on and do your writing. It's just a way, as I said, for us to engage with new music out there and to give them the promotion that, you know, that helps them get that little bit of a leg up. Because from this, you can go on to the national competition, and that just gives you fantastic exposure from all the radio stations, independent stations across Ireland, but also with Hot Press being involved, you'll also be getting some attention from record labels. And I guess
Sure, because one of the acts, I think, opened for Coldplay, was it? No? Or Billy Joel?
Of the acts, Brad Heidi, that won last year, he's a... Well, he was the Galway winner.
He's
I'm not 100% sure if he's from Galway, but he's fantastic.
Yeah.
And he opened for Billy Joel in London. And one of the others then was opening for another one of the acts that wasn't the successful winner, but that was in the Dublin round, has opened for some of the acts that have been up in Dublin as
excellent.
Well.
And really what we need is we need radio stations around the country not to have, you know, bank holiday Mondays where it's Irish Music Day or on St. Patrick's Day play lots of music. We need proper... the fantastic Irish music we have integrated into playlists all of the time. I think they're afraid that the public won't like it, but there's a huge appetite for it. And generous, as I say, and I'm not just saying this, but you know, we endeavour to support local music as much as possible. We just need to see that, and particularly the sort of national and regional stations. I must mention, and it is a little bit boring, but important nonetheless, that it's boring for a live audience here, but your Trimbola, radio listeners would be very familiar with it. It has made its way down Mountaintop and is currently located somewhere backstage.
It's awesome. It has wheels now. It's even better than
they're not here, though.
No, you didn't bring the wheels. Oh, you're so mean.
Yeah, because we've 10 grand to give away after 11.
We do. We have 10,000 euros the end of our draw to give away, which has been fantastic. We've had four lovely winners that won 2,500, which is a fantastic amount of money to just, as I always say, go out and blow it. Yeah, money that drops into your lap should always be sent on something daft. So I like, they're all gone off with their winnings. And today then the 10,000 euros. I think Caroline tells me we're doing it around half 11.
At half 11-ish, yeah, indeed. All right, perfect. Looking forward to that. All right, this is the 9 till noon show. It's a very special show because we're broadcasting live from Grian On Theatre, which has filled up quite nicely now, which is great. And they're here to support Zoe McCauley. Who's supporting Zoe? Can we have some cheers here, please? Okay. We're going to hear after 10 o'clock from the Fades. A big round of applause for the Fades as well. Okay. And then we've got a fantastic duo from Derry, Tessio. We want you all to cheer for them as well. And last but not least, our second act from the west of the county, Owen Ferry, with his fantastic track, Miss You, and two other songs as well. You're looking forward to hearing Owen a little later? Yeah, indeed, as we all are. Right, okay, now just also to tell you that not long after we get off stage here, some of us are hot-footed it to London. It's not easy, is it? We're heading over to London because we have a very special show live from London on Sunday. It's between 12 noon and 2. And it's from the Irish Vintage Show over there. And we've got loads of guests lined up to talk to. And we're really looking forward to that. That's a special show between 12 and 2 on Sunday. And also, don't forget to keep your texts and calls, comments coming into us as normal. 086 60 25,000, that's the WhatsApp and text number. Give us a call on 07491 25,000. If you want to watch the rest of your show, get onto the YouTube app, either on your smart TV, your Fire Stick, or on your phone, tablet, you know yourself, and you can watch us there. Unbelievable talent here this morning. That comes in from Jimmy and Paul, who should be on stage, but they're at the back somewhere messaging me for some reason. Kathleen Brady, good morning, Greg, and all the Highland fabulous music this morning. Indeed, Kathleen again, another Kathleen Sweeney. Well done, Zoe. You were brilliant. She was fantastic. Deirdre's at the Diamond. A wee plug as well for Deirdre. Brilliant music. And Caroline Brogan, that was beautiful. Well done, Zoe. Indeed, it was absolutely fantastic. Okay, it is the 9 till noon show. We have the Afades coming up, but first, we're going to do, as you would expect, take a quick break for the news and obituary notices. So we'll hand it back to studio. Rejoin us in about 12 or 13 minutes.